Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you might be.
That was almost Truman Show quality.
I did not know. That's good afternoon, good evening, good night.
You're right, but you were almost Truman Show quality. Almost.
Is Truman Show quality good?
Yeah.
Because...
why not?
Okay.
Everybody likes Truman Show, don't they?
I liked it.
So, anyway.
Movies.
So, movies. We're going to talk about movies today. We're actually going to talk about one specific movie. Popcorn. Yes, popcorn. Eat your popcorn.
Popcorn.
So, yesterday came out Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, which is, I watched it, then I sent it to you.
And I watched it.
And then you came over today, and we rewatched it, and we picked it apart. Without knowing some information, we picked it apart. And so the first theory was, who was the cackling laugh at the end? And you had your assumptions.
Well, my first thought was it was Palpatine.
Correct.
But, I mean, just the Emperor from Return of the Jedi. But then I thought, how could it be Palpatine? Because
he's dead.
He blew up an explosion when Vader threw him over the edge.
As I said, he didn't die. We had no proof that he died. Same thing when it came to Darth Maul. Everybody assumed he was dead. But then later on, in some of the cartoons and in...
I'm like blown away by this.
And in at the end of Solo, which some people hated it, some people liked it. I thought it was decent. I won't say it's the greatest Star Wars movie out there, but I think it was decent. They could have done so much better. But with that in play, it shows Darth Maul at the end of that one. So you look at the timeline, Star Wars timeline.
Yeah,
he should have been dead, but he was still alive.
So now in this timeline, though, I mean, you have. You know, Han and Leia, and they were older, and, you know, I would say Kylo is maybe about anywhere from 17 to 22 that age range.
Okay.
So with that being said, you know, I mean, Han and Leia kind of, who knows how soon after the destruction, after Return of the Jedi, that they actually, you know, got married and all that
stuff. Right, right.
But with that being said, the article I read named the Emperor as a wilted lemon. Well, and so what they're saying is now if it's 25 to 30 years later from Return of the Jedi, right, when this is all happening, oh my gosh.
Well, he was old. But we do know that you know, that even the dark side of the Force can sustain life for, I mean, Yoda, how old was Yoda?
960 some odd years.
Right. So, yes, it can happen.
Okay. So he's a really, really, really wilted lemon.
I'm sure. We don't know. So. We haven't seen pictures, and they haven't released any pictures of Palpatine at all.
Well, the other thing that
his involvement with the Skywalkers, I'm interrupting, is super intertwined.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all the way from, you know, apprenticing Anakin to also having some influence on Luke in Return of the Jedi.
Trying to get him to turn.
Well, actually, yeah, so, and then trying to get him to turn, and then...
But the love of a father takes over.
Absolutely. And then from the article I read as well, the foundation of the First Order all came from Palpatine and Sidious's.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a big... So even Palpatine in the other movies, these are not his words, but he was always about the long play. You go even to the first ones.
Long con, yeah.
It's all about that long drive to get to achieve something. It's kind of like if you want to change a society, you start with education. So you start young. You know, the clones was, Cypher Diaz, if I remember right. I remember, it's been a while, but he was the one that did that. And he was a good Jedi.
Right.
But was he pushed by the dark side to go do that? You see what I'm saying?
It's possible.
And so, but then it came to a point where the Jedi had no, because of what was going on, they had no choice but to use the clone troopers to fight the battle. And that's what, you know, that scene where Yoda's with them and then goes down.
Yeah,
That's all part of it. I think they was all reluctant, and even Yoda's like, there's something bigger at play here we got to figure out. And he didn't know. So he actually, that's one reason he went away. To his little island. Well, one of the reasons. One, Jedis were outlawed. No one likes Jedis. They should all be dead.
Sad.
So he went away and went into hiding to ponder and try to figure out what's going on. And Luke kind of did the same thing.
Yep.
So So you get to go fast forward to our current movies. Luke went away to ponder, to learn, to educate.
But at the same time, he also went away because he was kind of shunning the Force.
Well, he did. So everything, everything good and bad, but the bad tends to override the good. It's kind of like normal life. We always focus on and see the bad stuff more than we see the good stuff.
Right.
And so I think he shunned the Force and went away. Then you have Rey come say, "Hey, teach me." And he's like, "I'm not who you think I am." Goosebumps.
I'm pondering on this. So go ahead and finish what you're saying. But I just had a theory.
Okay, go for it.
So the Rise of Skywalker. Notice there is no first name. Correct. So Skywalker, Palpatine. Palpatine's been doing this long con since episode one. You know, this long play. Well, the Skywalkers have always been involved. I just had this vision that somehow, okay, obviously we don't know yet, and I'm not confirming any, you know, I'm not even saying it's my heart theory.
It's your theory,
but Rey,
it's a theory.
Rey being a Skywalker.
I don't somehow. Think she is, but I'm going with him.
But at the very end of the movie, you have Anakin.
Okay.
Luke. Kylo and Rey all standing against Palpatine. The Rise of Skywalker isn't just about one person. It's about the legacy. It's about the legend. How powerful would that be to have all four Skywalkers?
Well, and based off of the...
Oh, and Leia.
True, and we knew Leia and the Force.
And bring Leia. I mean, if all five of them were like standing there and it was like the showdown at the OK Corral kind of thing where they're just standing off against Palpatine and his regime.
I do know that the good and the bad of the Force have to coincide together.
Well, absolutely.
To understand the Force, you have to understand both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you fall towards and follow one side. It means you
just understand it. Yeah.
And so... I like that theory that it comes down to where all of them are combined and working together.
So the Rise of Skywalker is how Skywalker will finally, ultimately, once and for all, because again, this is ending the saga. This right here is the end of the trilogies.
Right.
How Skywalker is the entire generational structure of Skywalker. That maybe there are even Skywalkers before Anakin, though he was,
the reason is part of that is because somebody manipulated midichlorians.
Yep.
And virgin birth happened.
Right. I mean, Immaculate conception of Anakin.
So, we do know Skywalkers are super important for this whole theory. Even your theory, it comes down to the same thing. That
That's maybe why Palpatine has wanted them. Because being Darth Plagueis' apprentice, he wants to know.
Here's the thing. Is he not Darth Plagueis too? I think he is. Personal opinion.
Wow.
Because we know Palpatine has put on different hats. And that's what we're getting at.
Okay.
The different hats.
So anyway, I think I just had the goosebumps and everything was just my realization that maybe the Rise of Skywalker is about the legacy and the entire generation of Skywalker.
I guess we'll find out.
This is
December is when this comes out, so we'll find out. So,
8 months.
I'm all for what do you call it?
A preview or...
A binge. We're going to watch every movie.
Oh, yes.
To catch up.
I'll sleep through some.
Oh, yeah, you sleep through some.
Phantom Menace.
Anyway, tell us what you guys think.
Yes, absolutely.
We appreciate it. We want to know. And that's a couple of our theories about Star Wars.
Hey, Ground Dog out.